Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Flights of Fantasy, your romantasy podcast book club. I'm Christina, joined by my book besties, Kim and Anna, and together we're diving into the characters, theories, lore, and magic behind all your favorite fantasy romance books. Hello, book besties, and welcome to this very special episode. We are so happy you're here because today we are beyond excited to announce that in honor of the 10-year anniversary of A Court of Thorns and Roses by our queen, Sarah J. Maas, we will be recovering the entire series, all five books, with brand new full deep dive episodes.
Yes! Yay! So in this episode, we're giving you the full rundown, why we're doing this reread, what it means to us, and everything you need to know, and everything you need to know for the journey ahead. Spoilers, structure, what to expect, we've got you covered.
And don't worry, we promise that this episode is totally spoiler-free. If you haven't read ACOTAR yet, first of all, welcome. You are in for quite the ride. This episode will not give anything away. We're just going to be talking about what's coming and why we're excited, but don't worry, we are saving all the juicy spoilers for all of the deep dive episodes to come.
Yes, and we thought this would be a good chance to kind of talk about what the series means to us, you know, like where we're coming from with deciding to do this again. And I don't want to be dramatic,
but I'm gonna.
But I will say that this series genuinely has changed our lives. It's what got me, Christina, back into reading. Like, I wasn't a reader as an adult until ACOTAR. And like, at that point in my life, I like would read a romance here and there on vacation. But at that point, to me, fantasy felt like, honestly, this like boys club that I wasn't smart enough to be in and that I wasn't welcome in. And then in the fall of 2016, Anna convinced me to read book one of ACOTAR. And truly, for the first time, I feel like I like understood. I like got it. I was like, oh, this is what being a reader is. And as an adult, like, I can't put it down. I understand why people love this, you know? And it felt like I discovered this like incredible thing. And Anna was like, I know, this is what I've been trying to tell you.
I'm gonna cry.
It was this escapism and magic and romance. And I vividly remember sprinting through Grand Central Station to get to a train to take to DC for this vacation just so that I could physically buy the copy of Akamath with the original cover, by the way, before boarding. Like, I had finished book one the night before. And I was like, well, there is zero chance I can get on this train without knowing what happens. I must get the book. And so I was like sprinting to make it, like barely made it. Probably like made it to my seat and the guy took my ticket and I was like clutching Akamath. Just
Christina's like live texting me.
Yeah, I made it. I got it. Like, it was so good. And then I texted Etta the entire trip and was just like texting her every single thing that happened. Anna, of course, was like, so what did you think happened? What are your thoughts at the end of book one when he like shuddered, you know, when he was shocked and took a step back when he stumbled? What do you think maybe that meant from Rhys? And I was like, oh, definitely the bargain on her hand. And she was like, totally interesting. Keep going. But there was like zero chance I couldn't read that on the train. And then I remember texting Anna the whole trip and I was reading it under the covers in this hotel room with a book light because for some reason I didn't use my Kindle at that point. Like, it just wasn't a thing I thought to do.
Yeah.
And then years later at my wedding, the very first thing I said when introducing Anna and Kim was, you're both twin moms and you both love ACOTAR. Because those were two things.
That's all we needed.
That I knew would instantly make you best friends. And it did. And this series just, it made me be able to like call myself a reader again. And now reading is just such a fundamental part of who I am. I truly can't imagine my life without it and without this genre and this author and like doing this with the two of you, you know? And I mean, it's just ultimately all thanks to the series. So,
I mean, it's 9 a.m., but thank you so much for the like little faucets that are happening.
Yeah, thanks, so, Christina.
I'm not going to be dramatic, but as I cry.
Us? Never.
Drama? Am I the drama?
We would never cry.
But yes, it is really important to us. And I think it really brought a lot of people into this world and made a lot of people feel like they have a place in this world and as readers and find this community that we didn't have before.
I mean, Sarah has such a gift with being able to like her stories reach very Throne of Glass, ACOTAR, CC. They're all different, all have incredible stories and characters in their own rights. And no matter who you are, what walk of life you're in, I mean, in our opinion so far, we haven't encountered many people who don't like them. It's just, it touches people. She writes about like various human experiences and through her writing in these fantastical worlds is able to like bring those things to life that we all experience. I mean, we're not like saving kingdoms from like a scary magic or anything, but like just like the healing and traumas and all of that, which we're going to get into.
And we do already have episodes on this. If you were like, what? Didn't they already cover this? We did.
Yes.
However, we have decided to redo it and we're so excited to redo it. Anna, talk to us about why.
Okay. So we've obviously grown so much in the 5 years that we have been doing this podcast. And we're excited to take everything that we've learned and put it into these new ACOTAR episodes and make them extra, extra special. Like Christina said, this isn't our first rodeo. I mean, between the three of us, we have been reading Sarah's books since Throne of Glass was first published in 2012. We, of course, have episodes on each of the series. But just like our incredible cast of leading ladies, what's a good story without some growth? And just like Feyre and Nesta, we have come a long way since our very first episode, which if you have been here with us, you know was A Court of Silver Flames. The book had just come out. It was our very first episode. I mean, it's a wonderful episode, but like 5 years of growth, people, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah. And we just felt like it was very appropriate that in our fifth season as a podcast, and with the 10-year anniversary of ACOTAR's release, that we pay the proper homage and revisit this incredible series with all of you. So let's discuss this. What sets these episodes apart? What sets us apart? If you've been with us long enough, then you know that we are not a chapter by chapter podcast. Depending on the length and density of the story, we can spend anywhere from 1 to 3 episodes covering a book. But our sole focus from the day one has always been to be your podcast book club. So yes, while we of course will be discussing all of your favorite moments from the series, from Cal and Mai to chapter 54 to the famous breakfast table scene in Akasov, all of that will be covered, we promise, but we will be using those fan favorite moments in the context of allowing us to have a bigger conversation. Mm-hmm. How did these scenes help shape our characters or further the plot? What Easter eggs did Sarah plant in this scene for the next book? The foreshadowing, all of it. We'll zero in on the big themes like love, sacrifice, mental health, identity. It's all about showing how these ideas really resonate with us as readers. We'll dive deep into the main characters, their relationships, and obviously, we will be swooning over the romances. I mean, how can we not? Our book husband exists within these pages.
He does. I think in our ACOTAR book boyfriends episode, we refer to him as our book baby daddy.
Oh, that's actually right. We did.
We all agree we hate the term, but we decide that he needs a little grittier than husband.
There's levels.
Is what we
and
decide.
It's like, he's our baby daddy.
Daddy. He's our daddy. High lord baby daddy.
We can't say his name because of those spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn it.
Damn it.
I said high lord.
Oh, true.
There's lots of high lords.
I know. Who does that mean? We don't know. But, I mean, we'll obviously take a closer look at all of those relationships and explore the power dynamics, the intimacy, emotional growth that occurs throughout the series. You'll get to see how they reflect issues that we all deal with in real life. And obviously, we cannot skip over the feminism and strong female representation. Mass excels at creating some of our favorite leading ladies across her series. We'll discuss their journeys and how trauma and healing can impact character development while also allowing us to personally connect with the characters. And y'all know we love our character studies. But of course, in order to have these big conversations, we're going to have to give spoiler warnings. So Kim, will you take it away and explain how the spoilers are going to work for the series?
I would love to. So we are going to be going into every episode with the knowledge of all 5 books. If you guys have been here for a while, you know that when we first covered ACOTAR, we didn't even do ACOTAR book 1 spoiler-free for book 2 because there was just no way that we could do that. I won't say why, but if you've read the books, you know. So we will be discussing entire character arcs and themes, foreshadowing, and more from the very, very beginning. If you've read the series, like I said, and I think almost everyone has that's here,
yeah.
You'll know we can't discuss book 1 without the knowledge of the rest of the series. However, we will not be discussing or spoiling anything for Throne of Glass or Crescent City except in our Massverse section. I am so excited for you guys to hear about this. Christina, will you please explain what our Massverse section is?
Oh my God, I would love nothing more. Okay, so we really wanted to be able to talk about these Easter eggs in all these series and really dive into the Massverse. So, my friends, we are here to announce that at the end of every episode, we will be wrapping things up with a very special segment that we are calling Mastermind.
I love it.
Spelled M-A-A-S, naturally. inspired by our two queens, Taylor Swift, hello, Mastermind, and of course, Sarah J. Maas.
I love it so
We're
much.
So excited. Guys, this segment is so long in the making. We're so excited about it. This is going to be connecting all the dots through all the Massverse. So including ACOTAR, Throne of Glass, Crescent City. We'll be talking theories that span all of them. We'll be talking Easter eggs, similarities, comparisons, through lines that span all the books in all the series. Mm-hmm. And so it is very important to note that this segment will absolutely include major spoilers for all of Sarah J. Maas's series.
Yep.
But do not worry, because we will always give you a very clear spoiler warning every time before this segment starts, and it will be at the end. You can enjoy the whole episode, and then when you get our clear spoiler warning, bye-bye, and skip it until you finish all the books. Now, sometimes we will have one mastermind moment, sometimes we'll have a bunch. Occasionally, there might not be any at all. But if there is a connection to be made in the chapters that we are covering that day, you can bet your bottom dollar, friends, that we are going to find it, and we are going to break it down for you. And now, another exciting announcement. We're full of exciting announcements today. So we are so excited to announce that we will be kicking off our ACOTAR coverage with a very special episode on May 6th with an exclusive interview with the one and only Elizabeth Evans. We are huge fans of Elizabeth. She is the incredible narrator behind the Throne of Glass and Crescent City audiobooks, of course, and the new officially re-recorded A Court of Thorns and Roses audiobooks narrated by Elizabeth that are set to release for the 10-year anniversary. So we are just over the moon excited. Like, who better to talk about revisiting these beloved stories with than the voice behind so many iconic SJM characters? Anna always refers to Elizabeth Evans as the voice of Aelin in her head.
She is.
She is so incredibly amazing. We are so excited for you guys to hear this conversation. We talk all things SJM, her process, her favorite characters, and what it's like recording this beloved series, like her voices she uses. We cannot wait for you to hear it. And it's such a perfect way to kick off ACOTAR Revisited.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Now, Kim, let's talk about the other episode logistics.
So let's do general schedule. Like Christina said, we are kicking it off on May 6th, and then we are progressing our way through the books throughout the rest of the year. This is going to take up basically our entire 2025, and we could not be more thrilled. So we will be generally splitting each book into 3 or 4 parts, except obviously A Court of Frost and Starlight. That will just be one episode. And you can always check our social media or Patreon pages for episode breakdowns for each month as we go. We will be posting a monthly calendar, which will give you all the insight as to what's coming, how many episodes it's going to be, and we are just So excited to dive in.
We can't wait.
Okay, Anna, but let's discuss what is going to be going on with our SJM Patreon series throughout this year.
Would love to. Okay, so if you want even more SJM content from us, be sure to check out our SJM series over on Patreon. In each of those episodes, we break down anything from character arcs to favorite scenes. We even cover certain famous ships in the SJM fandom, as well as favorite moments from her books. Currently, we have eps on Dorian and Selena from TOG. We have some on Moore and the Summer Court from ACOTAR, Leheba from CC, and that's just naming a few. I want to point out, though, that our SJM miniseries is exclusive for our Tier 2, aka our book betches, over on Patreon, who, of course, also get access to our back catalog of that series, as well as all of our episodes on video, ad-free, and one day early.
Yes, they sure do. Oh, guys, we are just so excited to dive back into Prithian with all of you. Whether you are returning to the series for the millionth time or experiencing it for the first, we cannot wait to scream, swoon, and spiral right along with you.
Thank you for being a part of this journey. It's going to be emotional, magical, and a true celebration of the series that started it all.
And until then, stay with the High Lord, book besties. We'll see you in Prithian.
Well, friends, that wraps up another episode of Flights of Fantasy Podcast. Don't forget to join our book club community on Instagram and TikTok at Flights of Fantasy Podcast, where you can share your thoughts, theories, and favorite moments with us and fellow listeners. We'd love to hear from you. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Your support helps us spread the magic of romanticy to even more book lovers. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep reading, and remember, every good story deserves to take flight.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep. And with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.